Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 16th of January, and as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And apparently today is Blue Monday. It's the most miserable day of the year, according to the experts, whoever they might be. And, I just can't see how that can be. With Sheffield United top of the league, things are surely looking good. But anyway, let's move on to three ideas that are positive. So that's what today's 3D Thoughts are all about. Positive things to make sure that your day isn't blue. And idea one is to, develop this in your business. A distressed father took to Twitter early this month, to find a replacement for his autistic son's beloved sippy cup. 14-year-old Ben, who was autistic, refused to drink anything unless it was actually served in this particular coloured cup. And after 12 years of continuous use, it was actually getting a little bit not very good. So Ben's father, Mark, posted a photo on social media asking if anybody could actually find him a replacement. And there was actually a social media hashtag cup for Ben started going around. And actually Tommy Tippy, yes, that's a real company, the baby product manufacturing company responsible for the model, stepped in to help. They actually located the blueprint, which was from 10 years ago, actually in a Chinese factory, and restarted production to make 500 of these cups for Ben, so he'll never find himself without his favourite cup. Just a great example of delighting customers, going out of your way as you make it happen. And the good news is, because of the positivity of the story, lots of people talked about it. Idea two is another idea for customer delight, and this is really about how do we maybe make sure our frontline staff can deal with these things. When Ewan Cairns, who was a soldier, was leaving barracks originally for Friday for compassionate leave due to his granddad passing away, there were some problems with delays and he couldn't actually go till Saturday. Having bought his ticket, he arrived at the train station at Harrogate to get on the train, to be told by the guard that actually, although he'd actually dealt with it over the phone beforehand, his train ticket wasn't valid. And the guy didn't have any money to spend on to pay for it. And instead of actually throwing the son off the train, the conductor actually paid for the ticket. He spent £55 and actually did it for him. Took his details and it said, "I'm sure you'll send me the money back." I think it's fantastic. Although I can't help thinking that maybe Arriva could maybe make sure that their staff maybe are empowered to make these decisions sometimes and allow them maybe not to pay, but whoever knows. But I think it's this whole idea again of empowering staff. How empowered are your people to actually make decisions, to actually go out of the way to help customers? And idea three is to do this. If it is all about doom and gloom today, well, why not spread a bit of positivity? This is a very simple thing, but I encourage you to do this. Find somebody doing something good in your business. Go up and say well done and thank you. And don't do it in 2 minutes because they might know you've been listening to this. Make it genuine. But if it's not one of your staff, maybe it's an associate, maybe it's a supplier, thank people for doing a good job. Recognise what they're doing and make them have a good day. Hope you have a good day too. Take care now. Bye.